们跟大家一起在思想罗马书，我们已经来到第十二章。
In our study of the book of Romans, we have reached Romans chapter 12.
罗马书是我们基督徒都很爱的一本书。
The book of Romans is well loved by Christians.
那么我们跟大家从第一章读到这里的时候呢，我们看到前半部呢是讲到教义。
And as we read through the book of Romans together, we know that the first half of the book of Romans is about doctrine.
那么现在从十二章呢，我们是看到这个是教训。
And then from chapters 12 onwards, now it's instruction.
所以我们在跟大家一起思想的时候呢，我们看到第十二章，从十二章到结束的时候呢，都是在讲到基督徒如何的来生活。
And as we look at Romans 12 until the end of the book, we realize that it is all about how Christians ought to live.
所以我们在思想的时候呢，我们看到不但是讲到这个理论，我们也讲到实际。
So this is not just about theory, but it is also about practical application.
不只是单单讲神学，我们也讲到我们的行为。
And not just on theology, but also on conduct.
那么今天我们来到这段经文呢，我们基本上是要跟大家看这段经文提到我们基督徒应该有的生活或者是生命的表现。
And as we look at the passage today, we will be seeing what is the Christian life all about, and or how a Christian ought to conduct his life.
当我们读下去的时候，你会发现到很多东西我们好像做不到，或者是做得不好。
And as we read, we might find that many things we either cannot do or we cannot do it well.
所以我想在最好的这个思想呢，就是。我们还在这个神的塑造当中，所以我用这个图片就是好像一个瓦器在塑造当中。
And as I ponder all over this, if you look at the picture that I use, we might want to think of ourselves as still being molded by God, like a potter is still molding the clay.
就好像我们做基督徒的时候，很多时候我们应该圣洁，我们不够圣洁，我们应该有慈爱，我们不够慈爱，我们应该有怜悯，我们不够怜悯。
As Christians, we know that we are supposed to be merciful, but sometimes we are not merciful. We are supposed to be loving, but we are not. And we are supposed to be holy, and we are not.
所以很多时候我们也感觉到气馁。
And very often we feel discouraged.
所以我们应该出门的时候带一个牌子。
So as we leave our houses, we should actually wear a tag.
这个牌子是什么呢？就是说我还在被塑造当中，或者我们可以这么讲说 ，God is not done with me yet.
So the text should read, God is not done with me yet.
所以我们还在被塑造当中。所以当我们来读这段经文的时候呢，让我们一起思想，让我们一起学习，我们继续的努力的朝这个目标去。
So as we read this passage, let us ponder over the truths here and let us press on towards the goal.
所以让我们抱着一个态度，就是说我们不断的努力朝着这个方向，因为我们读下去的时候，我们会发现这个就是基督徒应该有的特征，所以我们朝这个方向去。
So we ought to have this attitude of moving in this direction, because as we read this passage, we will find that this is actually about the characteristics of true Christians.
好，让我们来一起看罗马书第十二章，我们要从第九读到第二十一节。
And let us read together Romans 12:9-21.
罗马书第十二章第九节说：爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要意味款待，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅，要以喜乐的人同乐，以哀哭的人同哭，要彼此同心，不要自欺高大，要扶救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总是要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄们，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经 上记着主说，深渊在我，我必报应，所以你的仇敌若饿了就给他吃，若渴了就给他喝，因为你们这样行，就是把火炭火推在他的头上。你们不可以饿，不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Romans 12:9 Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
所以这段圣经其实刚才我们一开始的就开始的时候就讲，这段圣经其实就是应用的，是罗马书应用的部分。
And in the beginning of this sermon, we have already mentioned that this part of the book is about practical application.
所以罗马书其实一本是一本有关福音的书。
The book of Romans is actually about the gospel.
神拯救我们不是因为我们的行为，乃是因为神的恩典。
God saved us not because of our works, but because of God's grace.
所以我们不配，我们犯罪，我们软弱的时候，神拯救我们。如果一个人真正被拯救的人之后呢，你应该有这些表现。
We are undeserving because while we were yet sinners, God saved us. And if we are truly saved and grateful, then we ought to have such conduct.
所以你看到十二章第一节的时候，他说：所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将圣体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
That's why in chapter 12 verse 1 Paul wrote, I appeal to you therefore brothers by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以第一句话或者说前面两个字，所以就是告诉我们第一到第十一章，因着这些事情，所以你应该有这些表现。
And verse 1 says, therefore, in other words, it's because of everything that Paul has written from chapters 1 to 11, so now, therefore, you ought to behave in such a way.
所以从十二章开始的时候，你会发现第二节是讲到我们与神的关系，我们应该有怎么样的表现。
So chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 shows our relationship to God, how we ought to conduct ourselves before Him.
我们跟大家思想了，我们如果是神所拯救的，我们应该来敬拜神。怎么敬拜呢？是要有服事的敬拜。
And we have pondered on this topic before, that if we are all saved by God, we need to come and worship Him. How do we worship Him? It is through our service.
第二呢，我们就看到第三到第八节呢，讲到说我们不但第一到第二节是我们与神的关系，第三到第八节是我们与自己的关系，我们怎么看自己。
And it is not just about our relationship to God from verses 1 to 2, but from verses 3 to 8 is about our relationship to ourselves. In other words, how do we rightly view ourselves?
当我们敬拜神的时候呢，我们不是坐在这边听到而已，我们必须要做一些事情，我们通过我们的这个侍奉里面呢去敬拜神。
When we worship God, it is not just through sitting down here and listening to the sermon, but it is through our actions, through our service, and that's how we ought to worship God.
所以当我们怎么看自己呢？我们知道神赐给我们各样的恩赐，我们就通过我们的恩赐去服侍弟兄姐妹。所以我们怎么样看自己呢？应该学习谦卑，去服侍弟兄姐妹，去用这个恩赐。所以这个第三到第八节 的意思。
And from verses 3 to 8, how should we rightly view ourselves? We must consider the gifts that God has given to us, and humbly use this gift to serve brothers and sisters.
那么在第十二章九到十六节是讲到我们与其他人的关系。
And from verses 9 to 16 is about our relationship to one another.
我会跟大家更仔细的分析。不过现在呢，我们还稍微看一看，不但是九到十六章讲到我们与其他的人关系，我们也看到我们与敌人的关系，从十七到二十一节。
And we will explain this in greater detail. So from verses 9 to 16 is our relationship to one another, and from 17 to 21 is about our relationship to our enemies.
那么十三章就是我们与国家的关系。
And chapter 13 is our relationship to the state.
接下来我们还有很多，不过我们一个一个跟大家讲。
And the list actually continues, but we will go through this one by one.
首先呢，我们来跟大家一起来思想，就是说我们怎么样在主面前，怎么样过一个像基督徒的生活。
Firstly, we want to think about how before God we can live our lives as Christians.
所以首先呢，我们来看第九节，他说：“爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，恶要厌恶，善要清净。”
Verse 9, let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good.
所以在这边呢，第一件事情，我们从这段圣经里面，我们可以学习到呢，第一就是我们对个人的责任，或者我们个人应该有的责任。
And from this verse, we can learn the duties of every individual.
他说爱人不可虚假
，Let love be genuine。
啊，所以其实这段圣经里他讲到说，那个虚假或者这个爱人，就是你真正去爱一个人呢，不可以是假冒的。
So when you love someone, it cannot be fake。
我英文圣经是什么
？Let love be genuine。
Let love be genuine, 或者说 let love be sincere, 那个字 genuine 或者 sincere 的意思是说 without hypocrisy, 意思说没有虚假，没有假冒为善的成分在里面。
So this love ought to be genuine or sincere, and it should not be hypocritical.
所以在这边一讲到说作为一个基督徒的时候呢，我们就这个字假冒为善或者是虚假的时候呢，是戴着面具做人。
And the word that is translated as hypocrite actually in the original means that you are putting on a mask.
所以我们在神，我们知道圣经里面教导，作为一个我们能够成为基督徒是因为神的爱。
We can become Christians is because of God's love.
如果我们有了神的爱，我们要彼此相爱。
If we have God's love, then we ought to love one another.
所以我们要从心里面去学习爱一个人。
So we need to learn how to love one another from our hearts.
所以这个约翰一书四章七节讲到说，亲爱的弟兄们，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，就是神所生的，而且认识神；没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
First John 4:7 tells us, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love."
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
所以我们要学习去爱人。
That's why we need to learn to love others.
很多时候我们不懂得怎么样爱，但是当我们成为神的儿女的时候，我们已经有一个新生的生命，我们要从心里面学习去爱。
Very often we do not know how to love one another, but when we became believers, in us there is this new life, so we need to now start learn how to love.
所以特别我们注意到他说你们应当彼此相爱，为什么呢？因为神，因为爱是从神来的。
And we must notice it says here we are to love one another because love is from God.
而且呢，凡有爱心的就是从神生的。
And whoever loves has been born of God.
没有爱心就是不认识神。
The one who does not love does not know God.
所以我们要学习，原来我们得救重生之后呢，我们要学习怎么样去爱。
So after we are born again, we need to learn how to love.
约翰一书三章十四节也是这么讲，他说：“因为我们爱弟兄，就晓得已经处死肉身了。”
First John 3:14 also tells us we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers.
这么讲，处死肉身，意思说我们已经重生了，我们已经离开我们这个死的这情况，我们进入的新的生命， 意思是说，我们已经是重生得救了之后呢，我们要学去爱弟兄姐妹。
In other words, we have been born again, and now that we have found new life, and we are no longer in the death, we need to learn how to love one another.
所以我们要学习去爱，如果没有爱心呢，就仍然住在死中，意思说还没有得救。
So we need to learn how to love, because the one who does not love is still in death. In other words, he is actually not saved.
所以这边讲到我们的爱必须要是真实的，不是假冒的，不是装出来的。所以我们要操练我们的心。
So here it tells us our love must be genuine, it should not be hypocritical, and it should not be actually fake.
不但是这样呢，这里还讲到说，他说爱人不可虚假，他还讲上去，他说恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
And not just that, he continues to say, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good.
你会注意到前面讲爱，后面讲恨、恶、厌恶或者讨厌或者恨恶，这个是爱，这两个好像是彼此排斥的。
And first he talks about love, and then after that is about abhorring or hating what is evil. So love and hate seems to be contradictory.
但是今天呢，我们很多人讲爱的时候是什么都爱，不懂得分辨。这边很清楚告诉我们说，我们要学习爱，但是爱呢，包括我们要分辨什么是恶，什么是邪恶的，我们要去恨恶它，我们要讨厌它，我们要学习去排斥它。
Today, when people speak of love, they speak of love being all-inclusive and without discernment. You need to love everything and accept everything. But what the scripture tells us is that when our love is genuine, at the same time, we need to discern what is bad, what is evil, and to abhor what is evil and hate it.
所以如果你爱你的孩子，你的孩子做了一些不好的事情，邪恶的事情，犯罪的事情，你的爱要去阻止他，而不是说我爱他，连他的邪恶也爱。所以这个是今天世人不懂得分别，不懂得分别为圣。我们要懂得如何，我们爱的时候，包括我们要恨恶那些错误的、邪恶的、违背神的事情。
When you love your child, but your child does something wrong or does something that is bad, because of your love, you want to stop him or her from doing what is bad or evil.It is not that because of love you just allow your child to do what is bad. Today, people speak of love in such a way, and that is wrong, and it is not with discernment.
所以我们要懂得如何去分辨。
So we must learn how to discern.
所以今天的人不懂得分辨。
Today's people know not about discernment.
特别是现在美国的总统古特兰出来的时候呢，就有很多 fake news, 那些虚假的新闻。
It's just like the president of USA now, Trump. And as he comes out, there are a lot of fake news regarding him.
所以很多时候现在的新闻界，所谓的新闻台、电视台，这个新闻的这个报道呢，都已经不中立，他们选择他们想报什么，他们就报什么。
And today, the news reporters or news stations,They are no longer in the middle ground. They actually are biased towards certain grounds.
我们不是要站，我们不并不是要支持哪一个政党，也不是要支持哪一个总统。
We are not endorsing any particular party or president.
但是你注意看到最近在报纸上面所报道的，那都是一面倒的。
But if you realize recently whatever that's been reported in the news is biased towards one direction.
当然最明显的是最近我们听到说这个古特朗总统出了一套政令，要阻止七个国家的这个人民进到美国去，为的是保护美国的人民。
Of course, the most recent one, we know that President Trump has actually issued an order to forbid.People from 7 particular countries to enter the United States because he wants to protect US citizens.
就是因为这样，结果很多这个新闻台报道，哎呀，原来古特朗政府或者古特朗总统呢，禁止所有的穆斯林进去美国。
And there are many news reports that falsely states that President Trump.Has banned all Muslims from entering USA.
你知道全世界有多少个这个穆斯林的国家吗？
Do you know how many Muslim nations there are in the world?
他只是进了七个，他就说他 进了全世界的穆斯林。
He only banned 7 nations, but the news report says that he banned all Muslims.
啊，你知道还有印尼，还有这个阿拉伯酋长国，还有很多世界上有很多国家，他只进了7个，他就说进了全世界。
Actually, there's still Indonesia, UAE, and the other Muslim nations that he did not ban, but the news reports him of banning all Muslims.
所以你会看到我们在。现在的人不懂得分辨，现在的人听就是懒惰去分辨到底什么是对，什么是错。
And we realize actually that people nowadays they are too lazy to discern what is right and what is wrong.
啊，我们不要说这个政令是好还是坏，这样的报道其实是错误的。
We are not commenting on whether his order is good or bad, but we are just commenting on the news reporting which is not right.
作为基督徒，我们要常常分辨。
As Christians, we need to be discerning all the time.
什么是好的，什么是不好的。
What is good and what is bad.
什么是符合圣经，什么是不符合圣经。
What is biblical and what is not.
所以我们要懂得去分辨，怎么分辨呢？就是从我们的圣经里面去分辨。
So we must learn how to discern, and we learn how to do that using the Bible.
用圣经来去分辨到底圣经是说什么是对，什么是错误。
And we need to learn how to use the Bible to discern what is right and what is wrong.
他说恶要厌恶。善要清净。
Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good.
所以这个清净的意思呢，其实这个字呢是原文的意思是指这个粘胶跟它粘住 ，glue 跟它 glue 在一起。
The word translated hold fast in the original carries the meaning of being glued together.
所以你看到什么是对的，我们要靠近它，我们要亲近它，我们要粘住它。
And whatever is good, we need to get close to it. We need to stick with it.
所以你的头脑，你的思想要清楚，什么是符合圣经，什么是不符合圣经。然后按照是符合圣经，我们要亲近它，我们要粘住它，我们要抓紧它，不要放手。
So your mind needs to be clear over what is biblical, and when you find that there's something biblical and according to the scriptures, you need to hold fast to it, you need to get close to it, you need to stick with it.
所以这个就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:21告诉我们，凡事要查验，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
This is the same teaching in 1 Thessalonians 5 that says, test everything, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil.
所以我们的第一点呢，就是要懂得，就是这段圣经告诉我们，作为一个基督徒，你对自己应该有要求，我们的责任是什么呢？对自己必须要懂得去，应该去爱，邪恶的要厌恶，善的要亲近。
So verse 9 shows us the duties of the individuals, we need to love, we need to abhor what is evil, and we need to hold fast to what is good as individual Christians.
第二点呢，我们不但是对自己应该有责任，而且对我们属灵的家庭也应该有责任。
Not only do we have individual duties, but we also have duties to the spiritual family.
所以你看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
他说，爱弟兄要亲日，要彼此亲日，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor.
所以你看到前面他说爱人那个爱就是只说你要懂得从心里去爱，但是接下来第十节是讲到更实际是爱弟兄。
So verse 9 says your love must be genuine, it cannot be hypocritical. And verse 10 goes even further to say you are to love one another.
所以这个爱弟兄就是我们的这个英文字 Philadelphia， 意思是弟兄姐妹或者弟兄的爱。
And this word is the same word in English, Philadelphia, which is referring to the kind of love between brothers and sisters.
让我还没有讲下去之前，让我先读从十节读到第十三节。
And let us read from verses 10 to 13.
他说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，心里要火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要有喜乐，在患难中要有忍耐，祷告要恒切。圣徒帮补，圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要意味的款待。
Verse 10, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality.
所以在这里这段圣经里面，其实他是在讲到我们对基督徒家庭或者说对属灵家庭应该有的责任。
This is referring to duties towards other Christians or duties to our spiritual family.
所以第一呢，他讲到说要热情，这边提到说要彼此亲热。
Firstly, it talks about affection.
所以他说爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Love one another with brotherly affection.
所以这边其实他得告诉我们，这段圣经里面他讲到这个爱是指爱弟兄姐妹的爱。他说这边讲说要亲热。
So this is referring to the love between brothers and sisters, and there needs to be affection.
其实ESV 是不是翻译成这个 outdo one another in showing honor？ 哦，那是下半段。OK， 这讲到说 love one another with brotherly affection。
So this part here says, the first half of chapter, verse 10, love one another with brotherly affection.
所以这边是讲到说，我们爱弟兄呢，要真的是从心里面去爱，是要热情，要火热。
So it means that when we love brothers and sisters, there must be affection, there must be passion.
我们知道主耶稣的教导，他说你们要彼此相爱，如果你们彼此相爱的话，众人就可以认出你是我们的门徒了。这个是在约翰十三章三十五节。
And we know that Jesus taught this in John 13:35. By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
所以在这边讲到说，我们要基督徒，刚才我们已经提到说要爱，现在是更清楚是要彼此相爱。
And we already know that Christians ought to love, but this specifically tells us to love one another.
那么第二不但是要彼此相爱，要热情，要火热，同时呢要恭敬。
Not only should there be affection, it must also be with honor.
它是华文圣经翻译成恭敬人要彼此推让。
And the English here says outdo one another in showing honor.
所以这边好像给我们看到，这边其实英文圣经讲的好像很清楚，意思是说，他说我们要彼此竞争，比对方更好的去恭敬或者更尊敬对方。
And we see here that there is some kind of a competition. We are to be competing with one another to show honor to others.
所以你会发现到这里是，当你认为你自己很好，其实你要觉得别人比你更好，别人比你更重要，你要懂得去跟他更加好的来尊敬他。
So when you look at others, you want to consider others as better than yourself, so that you will show that person honor.
我们大家都知道，这个日本人都非常很有礼貌的。
And we know that Japanese, they are very polite.
而且呢，他们不但是很有礼貌，而且他们很尊敬对方。
And not only are they polite, but they also honor one another.
当他们见面的时候，他们不但是彼此问候，而且彼此这个鞠躬行礼。
And when they meet each other or one another, they do not just greet one another, but they also bow to one another.
但是我不知道你有没有注意到，你会不会发现到他们在敬礼的时候呢，鞠躬的时候呢，年纪大的跟年纪轻的时候鞠躬的时候，他们的鞠躬的这个角度不大一样。
But I do not know if you have noticed, the Japanese, depending on their age, the angle by which they bow is different.
如果你是年纪大的，或者是你是公司的老板，你在鞠躬的时候呢，你的下属或者年轻的人呢，他鞠躬的时候要比你更低，就是要bow到比你还要低，你知道吗？
If you are an older person or if you are the boss of a company, the employees or the younger people need to bow lower than you.
所以你如果是老年那个年纪，你是老板或者年纪大的，你鞠躬45度，他一定要比40度还要低。
So if you happen to be the boss or an older folk and you bow to a 45 degree angle,Then the younger folks or the employees must bow more than 45 degrees.
所以你比他更加恭敬。
So it means you must be more, showing more honor.
所以我们在弟兄姐妹之间来往呢，我们要常常比尊敬对方，而且比对方更加尊敬他。
And as Christians, when we deal with one another, we need to do the same to show more honor to the other person.
腓立比书二章三节也是讲到了，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Philippians 2:3 says the same thing. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself.
所以你看到这边虚浮的荣耀吗?
And he says here, do not do it from selfish ambition or conceit.
意思是说这些荣耀都是虚无缥缈的，这些都是暂时的，这些都是虚幻。
All these are actually in vain, and they are temporal, and they will vanish.
所以我们要看别人比自己强，比自己重要。这是世人不是这样，但是我们必须这样。
We need to count others more significant than ourselves. The world doesn't do this, but Christians ought to do this.
所以他这边我们圣经说要彼此推让，彼此的让步。And
it also carries the meaning that we need to give way to one another.
所以作为就在家庭呢，属灵的家庭当中呢，我们要彼此相爱，要热情，要恭敬，还有一个呢，要热心。So
as our duties to spiritual family, it has to be with affection and with honor, and also with enthusiasm.
第看十一节，殷勤不可懒惰，心里要火热，常常服事。
Verse 11, do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord.
所以你看到吗？这里要心里要火热，意思说你要很热心的、很出去主动的去帮助、照顾、关心、爱护、彼此。
Be fervent in spirit, in other words, you must be always going out to look for opportunities to look after one another.
所以你来到教会呢，不要坐在那边等别人来关心你。你应该，如果你是我是教会的一份子，我们是家庭的成员，我们要关心别人。
So when you come to church, do not sit there waiting for people to come and show concern for you. If you consider yourself a Christian, then you ought to be looking out to show concern to others.
关心别人,
concern for others.
看对方到底他们有什么需要，有什么帮助，或者是他脸色忧愁的时候，你去关怀他，去爱护他。
Look out for the needs of others and look out for the phases that might be full of concern, and you can show love to them.
一个礼拜才见一次，所以你见到他的时候要关心他，要爱护他。
And to the person whom you only meet once a week, when you meet him or her, you need to show your concern and love.
所以你要充满热心，充满热情，而且要殷勤。
So you must be full of affection and fervent.
在这个主耶稣也是这么讲说，在约翰主章四节，他说：“趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。” Jesus
said this in John 9:4, we must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work.
所以呢，我们要很热心的、很热诚的，赶快去做主的工作。
So we must be fervent and full of affection to do God's work.
去赶快去传福音，赶快去做这个这些应该做的事情，直到我们能够赶快把主的福音、主的工作做好。
To quickly go out and preach the gospel to others and to do the work that God has given to us and do it well.
所以他说不可懒惰，心里要火热，要常常服侍主。
Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord.
在第十二节你看，他说在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，在祷告呢要恒切。
Verse 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer.
什么意思呢? 这边我把它定为是要积极。
And I summarize this as being positive.
所以在这边十二节说，指望中要喜乐，如果在患难中要忍耐，那么祷告要恒切，这个是一个积极的态度来面对我们的人生。
To rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer means you are actually facing life's difficulties with being very positive about it.
所以在主的家庭里面，在属灵的家庭，要热心，要热情，要恭敬，要热心，要这个积极。
So our duty to the spiritual family is affection, honor, enthusiasm, and we must be positive.
最后呢，要慷慨。
Finally, we must be generous.
你看第十三节说，圣徒缺乏要帮助。
Verse 13, contribute to the needs of the saints.
所以你看到帮助这个字 contribute 那个字其实是我们的字 koinonia 就是交通分享的意思。
And this comes from the Greek word koinonia, which means that we are to be fellowshipping with one another.
所以我们很慷慨的把自己所有的来分享，跟大家一起来分享。
So to share with one another what we have, generously.
所以我们要常常注意，你知道，当我们有需要，特别是我们亚洲人有需要的时候，我不会跟别人讲的。所以我们要去观察，有需要的时候呢，我们能够关心他，查验到他有需要，去帮助他。
So we need to be on the lookout for people who have needs, especially as Asians, we tend not to tell people when we have need. So we need to observe and see who is in need and to show our concern and offer help.
所以我们这段圣经，第一，我们跟他讲，大家，我们必须对自己的责任跟对我们属灵家庭的责任。
So this passage we mentioned firstly deals with duties of every individual and then the duties to our spiritual family.
所以第九节是爱不可虚假，应该是这么解释，应该这么翻译。第九节是爱不可虚假，第十节说爱弟兄要彼此亲热等等。
And verse 9, let love be genuine. Verse 10, love one another with brotherly affection, etc.
那么接下来呢，第三点呢，就是对其他的人的责任。
And the third point is our duties to others.
你注意看第十三节的下半段。
Look at the second half of verse 13.
他说，客要意味的款待。
Seek to show hospitality.
啊，你看他说 show hospitality 或者客，这个客字呢，其实那个字呢是指 the love of stranger， 意思说对外人的一种热情或者是这个关心。
Hospitality is referring to love for strangers.
所以在希腊文里面呢，对弟兄姐妹的爱跟对外人的爱是不同的爱。
In the Greek, the kind of love that we have for brothers and sisters and the kind of love that we have for strangers are used, given by two different words.
所以在十三节上半段是讲对基督徒家神家里的这个属灵家庭的爱。那么在从十三节下半段呢，是对这些没有信主外邦人或者这些人呢，我们也要关心。
So the first half of verse 13, the word translated contribute is actually a kind of love that we have for brothers and sisters.
所以你会看到下半段，他说客要因为款待之后呢，他说逼迫你的要祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅，以喜乐的人同乐，以爱顾的人同顾，要彼此同心，不要自欺高大，要扶助卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。这就是在讲对外邦人，对于教会以外的人，我们应该有的表现。
And to show hospitality, followed by blessing those who persecute you, bless, not curse, rejoice with those who weep, etc. This is referring to our love for other people, strangers and outside the church, unbelievers.
所以那个分水岭，那个问题就是在于那个客要因为款待那个 show hospitality， 那个希腊就是对外邦人、对陌生人的关心。
So the watershed over here is that we need to see the word show hospitality actually refers to love for strangers.
所以从第十四、第十五节都是在讲外邦人当中呢，或者不信主的人当中，我们要怎么样关怀他们。
So verses 14 and 15 is referring to unbelievers, people who are outside the church, how we ought to be concerned for them and how we ought to love them.
所以刚才提到说客要因为款待，其实这边是指说要对外边的人、外面的人的一种关心爱护。
Seek to show hospitality refers to love for people who are outside the church.
当然，为什么这边翻译成 hospitality 或者说一客要因为款待，是因为当时酒店不是常有的，所以很多人在外面要流浪街头的时候，你把他借到你家里来，让他来住，所以 show hospitality 意思要款待他。
And it is translated here as show hospitality because in the context of those days, hotels are not everywhere, and there are travelers that you do not know. So if there are travelers who cannot find anywhere to put up for the night, you are to accept this stranger into your house and to show him hospitality by taking care of him.
不但是这样，甚至那些，所以我把他这段圣经翻译成或者简单来说，就是要对外人要友善。
So to summarize, I put this as being friendly to strangers.
接下来你会发现在这个接下来第十四节说逼迫，突然间从友善变成逼，那这叫那些外邦人逼迫，当然弟兄姐妹不会逼迫我们吧。那么逼迫我们的呢，他说要给他们祝福，只要祝福不要咒诅。
And then it continues by saying, bless those who persecute you. Obviously, this persecution cannot be coming from fellow Christians. So this is talking about unbelievers outside the church.
所以我们讲到说，我们对于外面的人呢，我们要尽量的祝福他们，不要咒诅他们。
And towards those who are outside, the church, we are to show them goodwill and bless them, not curse them.
而且呢, 不但是这样, 我们还要有同情心,
and we must have sympathy.
你看第15节说, 以喜乐的人同乐, 以哀哭的人同哭。
Verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep.
那么接下来第16节, 你会发现, 我这边翻译把它简单的说, 就是要以众人和睦, 这边他讲说, live in harmony, 就, with one another, 在华文圣经翻译成彼此同心, 这个同心呢, 是指, 要和睦的意思。
And then verse 16, we are to be in harmony with others.
意思说, 不要跟他争吵, 尽量跟他和睦, 尽量和气相处。
In other words, we should not be quarreling with people around us, and we must live in harmony, in peace with them.
所以作为基督徒, 好像我们住在这里, 我们做, 我们在这里聚会, 我们对于邻居呢, 都要尽量和睦, 尽量容忍, 尽量的, 让他们能够, 觉得我们非常的友善。
And just like we are gathering here as a church on Sundays, we need to be in harmony with our neighbors in this same building so that they can see that we are at peace with them.
而且呢, 不要志气高大, 不要骄傲的, 反而要扶救卑微的人。
Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly.
而且呢, 不要自以为聪明, 不要骄傲, 不要以为自己很行。
And do not be wise in your own sight. So don't be arrogant and do not think that you are better.
所以我把它简单来说, 这个就是说对其他的人呢, 对我们不信主的人呢, 我们要友善, 要祝福, 要同情, 要和睦, 要这个, 要配, 要谦卑。
So this summarizes our duties to others. We must be friendly, show them goodwill, sympathize with them, live in harmony with them and be humble before them.
所以你会注意看到第九节接下来我们看到有很多这个教导我们把它简单来分就是对自己的责任对属灵家庭的责任还有对不信主或者他人的责任。
So we see here from verses 9 to 21 and we say that this is about the practical application. And we summarize it as the duties of individual, duties to spiritual family, and duties to others.
那么接下来我们看到我们对敌人我们也有责任。
And then we see that we also have duties towards our enemies.
请看第17节。
Please look at verse 17.
他说不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。 因为经上记着说，主说：“伸冤在我，必报应。”所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；喝渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就把炭火归在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，要以善胜恶。
Verse 17, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
所以你会发现这段圣经在讲什么呢?
So what is this passage about?
这段圣经讲到说我们对于那些恶待我们、对我们不好的人，我们应该有怎么样的反应？
This is referring to those who are actually who actually mistreat us. What do we do with them?
所以我们有很多时候发现这段圣经我们很难做得出来，很难实行。
And very often we find that this passage is very difficult for us to apply.
因为当别人对你不好的时候，很自然的你要对他报仇。
Because when people mistreat you, it is natural for us to take revenge.
但是神告诉我们说不要以恶报恶。
But God tells us do not actually repay evil with evil.
是，反而要以善胜恶。
But we are to overcome evil with good.
所以你会发现到我们不能够用你，如果对我不好，你做初一我做十五，做你比你更糟糕。
And when you but for the natural person, if you do something bad against me, I will do double against you.
所以这个他说不要，我们是基督徒不可以这样做。
But this passage says, as Christians, you are not to do that.
他说众人以为美的事情呢，你要留心去做，什么意思呢？
Do what is honorable in the sight of all. What does it mean?
特别在第十八节说，若能行，总要以尽力与众人和睦。
And verse 18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要谦卑。
So brothers and sisters, we need to be humble.
如果弟兄姐妹认为这个是好的，弟兄姐妹觉得这是美事，我们尽量去做。大家认为好的东西，大家同意的东西，我就去做，去完成它吧。只要不违背神，我就可以做好它。
If other brothers and sisters think that doing so is good, and as long as it does not go against the Bible, we ought to then strive to do it well.
那么如果是外邦人，如果是这些对我们不好，他们认为好，我们也尽量去跟他们和睦，尽量跟他们和好，尽量去达到他们认为可以做的，只要不违背这些，我们尽量去符合他们。
And even if it is unbelievers or even people who mistreat us, but whatever they consider to be good, and as long as it does not go against the Bible, we ought to try our best to fulfill what they want.
所以在华文圣经里面说要留心去做。
And it says here that you are to give thought to do.
所以你看到这边是要刻意的去完成别人认为好，大家如果觉得这个好，不违背圣经，尽量去完成它。
In other words, you are to purposefully do this thing that others consider to be good, as long as it does not go against the Bible.
那么第十九节是说，亲爱的弟兄们，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
Verse 19, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God.
所以你看到会发现这里，别人如果做错事情，别人如果做一些事情伤害我们，我们不要以恶报恶，我们要以善胜恶。
So we realize that what is taught here to us is that if someone does something bad against us or mistreats us, we must not repay evil for evil, but we must overcome evil with good.
很多时候我们觉得做不到。
Very often we find that we cannot do it.
如果人陷害我们，或者人不要讲陷害我们，就是说人在开车的时候他跑我们前面，我们都不开心。
Sometimes it's not even the person do something bad purposely on us, but even when we are driving and somebody cuts into our lane and we get upset.
以前我在美国的时候，我觉得一件事情很奇怪。
In the past when I was in USA, I found something strange.
有时候我们在路上行走的时候呢，如果我要出我的，我要转右边呢，我就出示这个指示灯，说我要出来了。
And when I'm trying to get in the, to change in the lane or come out of my lane, and I use the I signal the right and that I'm coming out.
你知道我觉得奇怪是什么？当我出示指示灯的时候，后面的车竟然放慢让我出来。
And I found something very strange that when I actually signal that I'm going to change lane, the car behind me actually slowed down to let me pass.
我讲这句话的时候，你们笑，你就知道为什么。因为在新加坡，如果你只触那个灯的话呢，它只走得更快，挡住你，不要让你出来。
And I know why you all laugh, because in Singapore, if you signal to change lane, the person will speed up in order to block you.
所以你看到这里人不是这样的，尽量能够他如果你出的时候，他会让你出来，让你能够很方便的出来。
And we shouldn't be doing this. We should actually be slowing down. And when somebody signals, we should slow down and let the person come out.
所以这边讲到说，当别人做错事情，如果就是他错，你说他如果是错，我怎么能够忍他呢？我忍不下去。
And so what if the person has really done wrong? We might say, I cannot tolerate that because he is in the wrong.
谁来替我伸冤呢?
Who is going to take vengeance?
谁来保护我呢?
Who's going to protect me?
谁来屈指使我的委屈能够得伸呢?
And who is going to give me justice?
所以你会发现，我们要知道一件事情，我要问你，如果你认为我必须要为自己出头的话呢？这样你就是自己的主人。如果你有一个主人，你回去跟你的主人说。
And I want you to think about this. If you insist on wanting to stand up for yourself, that means you are your own master. But if you know that you have a master, then you should go back and tell your master.
你的主人必然会为你出头。
And your master will stand up for you.
所以如果你自己出头的话，可见你就是自己的主人，你不需要人，不需要。 神替你出头，可见你根本就把自己当作是主人，当作是法官，当作你就是这个世界的主人去做你应该做的事情。
And if you want to stand up for yourself, then obviously you do not think that God is your master, and that's the reason why you want to take things into your own hands.
所以保罗他这边强调是，亲爱的弟兄们，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
That's why Paul is emphasizing here, beloved brethren, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God.
所以你看到吗？这边讲到说，神有时候你会发现，为什么说如果人对我不好，他做错事情来伤害我，我们说是我们要原谅，但是我可以原谅你，但是我告诉你一件事情，神必审问。
And we realize that when somebody does something wrong against us, we need to know it is our responsibility to forgive them. But remember, at the end of the day, God will judge this.
因为很多人告诉我说，我很难忘记，因为他是错，他是罪。难道我要忘记？难道我要放弃？然后他不需要遭到惩罚？是的，我们必须要赦免他。但是呢，神必追究，必然要他。为他所做的事情负责。
Because some people reason this way, that if that person has done wrong, how can I just let it go? How can I forget about it? How can I just forgive like that? And our answer is, yes, you need to forgive, but God is the one who will go after this person, not you.
我们在这个辅导的时候呢，就碰到很多这样的问题。
And when counseling others, we face many such issues.
最终呢，我们能够可以接受，是因为我们相信主是完全正直的，他必然审判罪恶。
In the end, we can accept this because we know that God is just and He will judge evil.
所以我们要等候主来做他的工作，所以我们不要跟主抢工作来做，我们不是跟主来竞争做，看谁要能够做得更好。
So we need to wait upon the Lord that He will do His work. We should not compete with God to see who will do it better.
最后他是法官，他是审判官，他来做决定，不是我们。
In the end, He is the judge. He will decide, not us.
你会发现到这边他说，我们不要，当我们别人对我们不对的时候呢，做不好的事情，我们不要以恶胜恶。但是呢，到十三节的时候，他说，神设立国家。设立这个法官呢，在上面有掌权者，让他们来审判，而不是我们来审判。
In fact, we are not to be the ones who are judging all these things and to try and overcome evil with evil, because as he continues to chapter 13, he talks about the authorities, the government that God has established who will judge all this evil on earth.
那是他们的责任，我们个人不是我们的责任。
And that's the responsibility of the government, not the individual.
所以我们要以善胜恶。
We are to overcome evil with good.
所以他说第二十节说，仇敌如果饿了就给他吃，渴了就给他喝，你们这样行就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
Verse 20, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head.
所以什么意思呢？他说如果他饿了你就给他嘛，喝渴了就给他，就是你要以善胜恶，你要对他更好。为什么要对他更好呢？
And why must you do this good deed to your enemy?
他说他把炭火堆在他头上是什么意思呢？
For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. What does this mean?
其实这段圣经他讲到把，如果你这样行的是把炭火堆在头上，是在形容这段圣经或者这个事情呢，一般上是埃及的人做事情的方式。
Actually, this has a historical context in what the Egyptians would do.
所以很多人，很多解经家对这段圣经有很多的这个辩论。
And many commentators have debated over how to interpret this phrase.
意思说，当时候呢，如果一个人他犯错了，结果他非常忏悔，他就在游街当众游行的时候呢，把那个炭火放在他的头上呢，然后表示他有多么的忏悔，他多么的这个羞耻，所以是要向众人认罪的意思。
This is actually an external act in those days in Egypt when a person has done wrong and he comes to his own conviction that he has done wrong and he has repented. So he actually does this thing by putting burning coals on his head, and he will walk through the streets to show to others that he acknowledges his wrong.
所以这边是讲说，他如果对你不好，你对他更好，就是让他自己只觉得越来越不对，越内疚的意思。
So in this case, if your enemy does something bad to you, but you respond by doing something good to him, it is to make him feel guilty eventually that he is really in the wrong.
所以我们要以善生的，他如果对我不好，我要做得更好，而不是以恶报恶。这样的话呢，你以恶报恶，你损坏神的名。如果你以善生的，你更加证明你是一个得救的人，更加证明你是个属神的人。
If we repay evil for evil, then we will actually bring shame to God's name. But if we overcome evil with good, if somebody does bad things to us, but we respond by doing good things, then we are actually bringing glory to God's name.
但是我们心里面很不平衡，怎么办？这些人对我这么做了这么多事情，我心里放不下。但是你不用放不下，因为神必为你伸冤，神必为你出头，神必为你伸冤。
But there will be bound to be some imbalance in our hearts thinking, but that guy did this to me, how can I repay with good? Do not worry, because God is the one who will take vengeance, not you.
他说，所以说不要自己伸冤，宁可让步。
Never avenge yourselves, but leave it.
这个有一本圣经翻译成 leave room for God's wrath. 你要让有一个空间，让神可以审问，可以发挥他的功效。意思是说，你抢了神的工作来做的时候呢，神要审问的是你，不是他的。
Another translation puts it as give place or to leave room for the wrath of God. In other words, let God do His job. Do not compete with God for His work.
如果你以恶报 恶的话呢，神不但要审问他，连你也要审问，也要惩罚你。
If you repay evil with evil, not only will God judge your enemy, but God will also judge you.
像我们跟恶人有什么不同？你跟他一模一样。
That's because if you repay evil with evil, then you are the same as the evil doer.
但是我们要以善生恶表示我们跟他们分别出来，我们不以恶，我们不做恶事，我们有神。
But when we overcome evil with good, it is to show that we are different from them, we are set apart, and we are believers, and God will take vengeance for us.
所以作为一个基督徒，这是我们都应该有的表现。
So as Christians, this ought to be our conduct.
神拯救我们，神为了我们拣选我们，为了我们成为人，为我们。 钉死在十字架上，为我们死，为我们复活，最后呢，要使到我们成为一个天国的子民。
God elected us to save us, and He sent His Son to become a man, to die on the cross for us, so that when we are saved, and He wants us to become citizens of heaven.
所以我们应该有天国子民的表现。
So we need to have the behavior of citizens of heaven.
当我们作为基督徒，我们读这段圣经的时候，有发现我们很多东西做不好。
As Christians who read this passage, very often we find that we fall short.
所以我们求主帮助我们，让我们把这个更好的学习，把主这个我们的这个身份、这个特征表现得更完全，把荣耀归给神。
So we pray to God that He will help us, that we might be able to do this well.
所以在下一次呢，我们会跟大家继续讲到基督徒对国家应该有的表现。
And the next time, we will talk about the relationship between Christians and the state.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。Let
us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that shows us the characteristics of the true believer. Lord, we know that we are weak, and very often we fail and fall short of what you have commanded us to do. We ask for your forgiveness that we have tried to avenge ourselves, or we have even made the things to avenge ourselves, and indeed this is unbecoming of true Christians. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us and help us, Lord, that we will not be overcome by evil, but we will overcome evil with good.